Hi, everybody. Damian Leone, writer-director of Terrifier. Chris and Chris said, go fuck yourself.
Hey, this is Hannah Fearman, and I'm here at Vet City Con with Chris and Chris, and they tell you to go fuck yourself.
Leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, because it's 11:30 and the club is jumping, 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 jumping.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Touch Tunes DJ and all the ships at sea. It's time once again for another episode of FWB Podcast. So without further ado, let's introduce the hosts. First, he's a sex symbol, and that symbol is proceed with caution. It's Chris.
That's just rude, and I don't appreciate the insinuation.
And it takes a lot to get to know him, and a degree in criminal psychology wouldn't hurt either. It's also Chris.
Motherfucker, just because it's true ain't mean you gotta talk shit all the time.
It's because I'm so hurt that I didn't get to see you guys this weekend.
I know, man, but as always, like, you showed up that one time and no one realized that it was the actual Judeo-Christian devil. They all just thought it was, like, someone in cosplay.
Yeah, that Scarefest was awesome.
It was a good time.
It was pretty good. All right, you guys have a good show.
Yes, sir.
Man, what a good dude.
I know.
Can you
Satan's
call him a
the
dude?
Best.
Can you call
yeah,
him
sure.
a dude?
Everyone's right. a dude. It's like the song from Good Burger. Did not have it on my radar to make a Good Burger reference
but
2 minutes into the show, but here we are.
Can we also talk about how weird it is that the tie-in, like Good Burger 2, had a restaurant tie-in and it was Arby's?
Yeah, because when I think burgers, I think Arby's.
Yeah, like that's just so random that they're like, you know what would be great is, we go to the place that's known for literally not having burgers and being like proud of not being a burger spot.
Yeah.
We made it back from our back-to-back con weekends.
Convention season in full effect, baby.
My God, it is. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about. First of all, man, how are you? I know I just saw you like 3 days ago, but how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Like, good Lord, the amount of shout outs we're going to have to give on this episode is like epic.
It's beyond like the whole show is just going to be nothing but us just like talking about how nice everybody was.
Yeah, it's just going to be us like dick riding the entire show.
Yeah.
No big change there, but
no, but now we're just going to be like very, very, very open about it, because that's just what we do. I think first of all, the biggest shout outs, we have two shout outs that we really need to give to two people who will never hear this, but I feel like we're obligated, or I feel like personally I owe it to myself and to them to thank them for everything that they did for us all weekend. Various things. Both of them did different things for us, but we would have had a much lesser experience without them. And that is, of course, Donna.
Oh, yeah.
And because, like, she's, first of all, just, like, the greatest. So we gotta give a big shout-out to Donna. And then, two floors down, we got to give a big shout-out to Tyler.
Oh, yeah, no, they're... both, like, every LCTC, I feel like they go above and beyond by, one, dealing with our bullshit.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then just making sure, like, they know us. They know we're there for a good time. They know we're there to have fun. And hypothetically, they let some things slide when it comes to me and you. Like,
yeah, they do.
2023, using the celebrity and employee entrance all weekend.
Yeah.
And like it got to the point where like we went in on Friday, and then you know, when we came back on Saturday, the person who was like letting celebrities and people onto the elevator saw us and just waved.
Yeah, we're just like, hey, like right this way. And we're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But, yeah, because I don't know if people realize this or not just by listening to the show, but we are awful to have to put up with in person. Like, it's just a fact. Like, we are the worst to have to deal with in person, and they handle, both of them handle us with a grace and professionalism that is beyond what a normal person should have to give. So big thank you to both of them for that.
Yeah, especially Donna, who argued with us when we bought her a soda.
Yes,
because it was they only took cards.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Tyler helped us in a very stupid journey we were on all weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk about that more.
Oh, we're definitely going to talk about that. Because that took up an entire day of our con going experience. So
we got a lot of steps in on that stupid fucking journey.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that we were in the top tier. I feel like we were in like the top 5%.
Oh, dude.
Of that.
There was not a person I saw on Sunday that had remotely as much as you and I did.
Yeah. So there was a game. There was they called it there's these things called badge ribbons. Mm-hmm. And what they are basically is like those little fabric things that go on the bottom of your convention badge, and some people will use them to like advertise something, or they'll be like, you know, nerd references or whatever. And like, we made one for our show so that we could trade with people, and that ended up working out perfectly, because there was more than one occasion where people would be like, yeah, we have them, but you need to buy something or you need to do this to get it. And we were like, well, what if we go into these cargo pockets right here and we produce some of our own ribbons? And people would be like, would give us a look for a second and be like, yeah, that'll work. I'll take that trade. And so like, that was awesome. So that was a great idea to make those, because that worked out in our favor.
The guy in the game room was our favorite, because he was like, or it was probably my favorite, because he was like, well, you're supposed to win a game. And I was like, isn't trading a game? And just like, held the bag up, and he goes, yeah, and you're kind of winning right now.
And so, yeah, like we were trying to get just as many, like last year, nowhere near as many people did it, but still people still did it. And we got five last year. And so we were like, oh, if we could get, you know, close to that or more, like we just want to get, like if we could get six and beat last year, that would be great. And we had six within the first like 4 minutes of walking in the door.
I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had 4 or 5 by the time you got here.
Yeah.
Cause I always go pick up our badges on our press badges on Thursday.
Yep.
And I had a couple, then we just kind of, like, you know, found our way. I'm holding my badge with all the flair on it right now.
Cause yeah, we will reveal our number here in just a second, because then, yeah, I got there and I had ours. So then, and then I started to get like a few of the ones that you had already gotten. Mm-hmm. And so I like, it was not long before we had the same number. Like I caught up to you, and then we matched like the entire rest of the weekend, because yeah, last year we had gotten five and we were hoping to do better than that. And we closed when I left Sunday morning. I'll let you tell them how many we had.
You might as well say every letter of the alphabet,
because
we had 26, and I did not get any more on Sunday for the short time I was at the convention.
Did you intentionally not, so that we would keep the same, or did you just not try and seek them out?
I'll be honest. I did try and get one of those charmed ones.
I understand. Like those were nice ones, and so I would not have blamed you if you had gotten one.
But yeah, so Tyler really helped us out, and he snagged a couple celebrity ones for us from people that had ridiculous lines.
Yeah,
but then I think we actually got in line and met two celebrities just to ask for their badge ribbons.
Yeah, that was it. We were just like, we don't want like a photo. We don't want to buy anything. We don't want an autograph or anything. We just want to say, can we have a badge ribbon?
Yeah. But shout out to Jim O'Hare, because he was so incredibly nice.
Yeah, he was so giving with his time, and he was just a nice guy. And my favorite part about that was, like, you know, we walked up and we were like, hey, you know, we heard that you had these ribbons. And he's like, yeah, I don't really understand it. But he's like, I you know, they were kind of like telling me, like, these are the rage. And so I should, like, these are really big here. So, and like, people seem to love them. And so he's like, I have a big stack of them. We were like, you know, we just came to see if we could get, because at that point we had like 20, and we were like, he's like, oh yeah, you guys are like, you know, collecting them, whatever. And so like we were like, I tell you what, if we can each have one of yours, we'll give you one of ours. And he's like, oh, that would be great. He's like, that's great. So like we hand him one, and we're like, yeah, we have, you know, we have a YouTube channel, and we've got a podcast and all that stuff. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do? And he just peels the thing off, and he just sticks it right on his badge. So he had like his badge that had like guest on it and everything. And then they give you one when you picked up the badge that had like the hashtag welcome to LCTC 2024, whatever their hashtag was. And then he had none others. So he put ours right under that one.
He did have one of the Damn It Jerry ones, which was his badge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had his own.
Played Jerry on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, yeah. So he had his own. Sorry, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he had the one that they give you, his own, and then us. And that was it.
I should have gone back by on Sunday just to see if he'd added any more, or if there are a bunch of people out there that probably have photos of him wearing his badge and just our fucking logo on it.
Oh my God. I want to see, like, now I kind of want to do just like an Instagram search for him. Like Jim. Oh.
So then you look that up and see what you can find. And I'm going to tell the other story. So some of them had Spotify links. Aforementioned Tyler, he had a ghost Spotify link one.
Yeah.
But then if you think of James Vanderbeek, you think of Dawson Leary, and there's only one song to associate with that. And it's the Dawson's Creek theme. I can't remember the actual name of the song.
I don't wanna win.
Yeah. I want this to be over.
Yeah.
So he didn't have a long line. I was like, dude, do you want to go say hi to Dawson just so we can get things?
Yes.
And you're like, yeah.
And always.
Then, so we get our ribbons, and you just walked away.
Yeah. Well, no, like, here's the thing, is I was like, okay, like the guy, like his, it wasn't even really like his handler, but it was like the guy that was with him. Like, I already was like, this guy is not going to tolerate much of our bullshit where it's like us together. And like, he's not looking like he's like any fun at all. And I was like, and I don't really have a lot to say to James Vanderbeek. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to back up for a minute.
Yeah.
So that was all.
But no, James Vanderbeek was super cool, super nice. A lot shorter than I thought he was.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be, but no, I mean, he was cool. He chatted with me for a minute. And then we definitely met John Barrowman and Stephen Amell, and didn't just have someone go grab their ribbons for us.
Oh, absolutely.
That
yeah,
didn't happen.
We waited in that giant, giant, giant line. That's right.
Twice.
Yes. Yes, because that's the only way. I can't find anybody that has posted pictures of, of Jim O'Hare on here. And now I'm just looking up like the LCTC 2024 hashtag to see if anybody's just posted one that he just happens to be in. and I don't see any. So I'm just going to start the rumor that he didn't add any more underneath hours.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
And so that's the way it ended. It's like other people were like, hey, can you put this one on there? And he was like, no.
Oh, so, come on. He's got a picture on his Instagram, but you can't see his badge.
Damn it. Damn it, Jerry.
See what I did there? I'm picking up what you're laying down.
See, you're smelling what I'm stepping in. That's why I did that. Yeah. So we'll just pretend and we'll just say yes. He like other people even went up and were like, "Hey, I've got a badge. Can I give it to you?" And he was like, "No." He was like, "I'll take it." Yeah, he was like, "I'll take it, but I will not. I will not actually put this on my badge." And so for that, we thank him. So that's how that went. And then Friday was a lot of fun because that was like the utility day. That was where it was like I had a few things that I needed to get done, or I would have liked to have gotten done. So I was like, you know, a couple celebrity meetings and stuff like that. So trying to get through that. Dear friend of the show, the Maple Leaf Monster, Seth LaDuke, had a mission for me. Completed that successfully. So that was good. And but all of the celebrities that I got to meet were incredibly kind, very nice. Got the what I believe is now, with the exception of one, the final signature that I really give a shit about on the Power Rangers movie poster. Because the only one left is the guy who played Zordon, who is not the guy from the TV show.
Really?
They have a different guy, and that guy, I don't think I've ever seen him do a convention.
Well, fuck that guy.
So, because, hold on, I'll tell you exactly who it is, because I'm going to look this up on the IMDb, because...
Isn't the one from the show, like, David Felding or something?
Yeah, something like that, where he, he does conventions fairly frequently, but he's not the guy that was, he did not play Zordon in that one. It was, Robert L. Manahan was the voice, and the guy who actually was the... He's not listed on IMDb, but it's a different guy because, like, that guy is like the guy from the TV. Nicholas Bell is the guy who was from. He was like the head, and like literally that is his number, like his most known for acting credit on IMDb. So that tells you, basically a lot of what you need to know. And also the woman who played Dulcia. I don't think I've ever seen her at a convention, but everybody else I have, basically.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it in a while. So, like, unrolling it for the alpha voice actor, it's impressive.
It's a big poster, man.
Yeah.
It is a big poster. It is a kind of a pain in the ass to carry around, and I'm going to go ahead and say it. Like, I don't really, even though you're going to laugh because you were the one that did it, like, I don't really miss having to carry that around all, like, every convention.
I don't blame you.
I don't miss having that albatross that I have to keep track of and navigate through crowds and stuff with, and figure out how I'm going to hold it when I'm trying to hold other stuff. So, Alpha 5, voice actor, Richard Horvitz, very cool, very nice guy. and like literally walked up to the table because you were holding on to the poster for me, and he goes, "That looks like a big poster." And it was like, "Buddy, you have no idea." And so yeah, that was pretty funny. And then like unrolling it, and he's just like, "Oh man," he's like, "There's a lot of people that have signed this." Yeah, yeah, there have been. So got him, and I think I can finally like 95% consider that done.
Good. Is it back in the frame safely?
It's still in the poster tube because I'm a lazy sack of shit, but it's going to get in there. It's going to get in there soon. And then meeting Hacksaw Jim Duggan was super cool. He was very nice. Way nicer than I deserve because I told him that I am a licensed wrestler and you are soon to be a licensed wrestler. And I was like, you know, I always make that joke where I'm like, yeah, because when you look at me, your first thought is, oh yeah, pro wrestler. And you know, that always gets a laugh. And it got a laugh out of his handler. Like that guy laughed. And Hacksaw just looks at me and he's like, well, let me tell you, he's like, there are some guys that you wouldn't think would be built for wrestling, like that Daniel Bryan. And I'm like, he just literally compared me, who weighs 145 pounds, to Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. Listen,
how tall are you?
I'm like 5'10 on a good day.
Okay, so you and Bryan are the same height.
Yeah,
he outweighs you by 70 pounds.
Yeah, but in Hacksaw Jim Duggan's eyes, we're the same. So
yeah,
I'm going to just take that as a complete victory. The winner of the 1988 Royal Rumble compared me to Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. I just want let that just sit, hang in the air for a minute. Just soak it in.
But who won the 1989 Royal Rumble?
Was 89 Big John Studd?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that was such a bad rumble.
Yeah, it's up there. It does have that, like, it's a terrible rumble, but it does have that awesome opening with Axe and Smash.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the only saving grace of that is Axe draws. I think it's Axe is number one and Smash is number two.
Yes, sir.
And, like, that's fantastic, and I love everything about that. Because they just wail on each other for 2 minutes. Or in Titan time, whatever 2 minutes is in Titan time. That's what we call that, by the way.
Yeah.
Us in the know, if because it's supposed to be once every 2 minutes a new combatant enters the Royal Rumble, but they fudged the time, so we call it Titan time, because at that point it was Titan Sports. And it has alliteration, so it's nice.
Titan time, yeah.
Titan time. Met... So after Hacksaw was great, met Mick Foley, which was fantastic. And
God, he's so funny.
And so, like, he was great. And I feel bad for people who were at the very, very end of his line because he was taking a lot of time with everybody. The only casualty from the entire weekend, and you don't know this yet, but I'm about to break some news to you. The only casualty in the entire weekend was because I get up there, right? Like, we go through the whole thing, like we go through the line, and I tell him, like, hey, like, I started out by just saying, hey, like, I just want you to know that I'm dumb, which is always a great way to introduce yourself to anybody. And he was just like, oh, okay, like, sorry. And I was like, well, and here's why. Like, there's a reason why. And I was like, you know, I get pop vinyls signed by people. And, you know, I couldn't decide which character of yours because they made a pop of all three of the faces of Foley. And I couldn't decide which one that I wanted to get signed. And he was like, oh, well, why didn't you just bring both of them? And I was like, oh, no, I brought all three. And so he's laughing. He's like, that's what I'm talking. He's like, that's great. He's like, that's the best decision you could have made. And I was like, I don't think so, but thank you. So had him sign the pops for Cactus Jack, Mankind, and Dude Love, all three
yes,
of
sir.
His wrestling alter egos. So the only casualty from the entire weekend was the Dude Love autograph got smudged.
No.
So
like bad.
Like it's like there's a section of it that goes like all the way top to the bottom. Which like it's fine. Like I don't care. Like I've got here's the reason why I don't really care. I do care, but like here's the reason why it doesn't really bother me as much as it might if it was something else. Because number one, I still have two other pops from him signed.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, somehow I don't know how I ended up with another Dude Love pop. So if I want to go back and get it signed to like make up for that, I can. So that's not a big deal. And number three, if I decide I want to do that, it gives me a chance to meet him again because he's super nice. Because that was the thing is like I told him, I was like, you were one of the first like celebrities, like once I got in college and I kind of it meant something different. Like when you meet, you know, a famous person, he was the first one that I met because he did a college speaking tour. And like, I give him friggin' all the credit in the world. Cause I was like, yeah. You know, I was like, you came to my college in like, I think it was like 2003. And I was like, you came to Western Kentucky University. And he goes, oh, in Bowling Green. And I'm like, fucking yeah, like, impressive, because you know that like he probably hasn't thought about Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky in a long ass time. So like, good on him for the amazingly quick pull that was the city that that's located in. Like, I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, no, he was great. And then like, dude, I made him laugh his ass off when I talked about that. Like, you know, he you know, he showed up at this GCW pay-per-view to present their new world title in a match between Jon Moxley and Nick Gage. And, you know, Foley got his start in deathmatch wrestling. If you only know him from WWE, then you don't know that. But so he comes out there, he gives this very, very heartfelt speech. And then at the end he goes, you know, GCW is the kind of crowd that makes me wish I could still do this. I love everyone here. I love everyone watching at home. And from the bottom of my heart, fuck Matt Cardona. And Mick just like, it's something he said, but he just like, he chuckled and like was actually, I don't use this lightly, but tell me if this is an accurate description. Would you say Mick Foley was tickled by that?
Oh, he was tickled. He was very much tickled, and that made us get tickled because it was really funny. That was awesome. And he started laughing, and then he started telling us like other stories and stuff about all that, and like, so that was fun. And it was just like, it was a great time. And we got some pictures with him after that, which was great. So just like what a great time all the way around. So he was a blast. And that was a ton of fun. And that was really, really good. And then that was the end of Celebrity Row.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like meet and greets on Celebrity Row goes, so that was good. That was because that floor was packed for the rest of the weekend, so it was really good to get that done and then out, and then just be out, and then only come back when we're like, hey, you want to just walk around there and just see what it's looking like? Yeah, sure. So it was good to not be like, all right, now we got to wait in this line for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So so that was good. And then I'm trying to think if there was anything else that happened before we got to Friday night.
Nothing really. Nothing else I can really think of off the top of my head. We watched Uncle Sam.
Yeah, Uncle Sam was something.
It was a movie.
Yeah, it had a beginning, a middle, and kind of an end.
Yep.
Decent gore effects, but not great story.
Some cool practical effects, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's about all she wrote on that one. So yeah, because we left a little early before it was time to go. Because we have a tradition when we can get. We always do it, but whoever is with us, it depends. And where we go, we give them a shout out because they were really good to us, and we took over several tables for way too long.
Oh yeah,
Shamrocks. And
haven't moved yet, thankfully.
No,
they're still there.
They better not move, because they're in a great location for us, convenience wise. And so, you know, this time was a little bit different though, because this time we commandeered the Touch Tunes.
Oh God.
And, you know, it's a good playlist when it starts with Basic Thugonomics.
Because Word Life.
Yeah. Hey man, two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. And so we were there. Yeah. Gosh, like almost 4 hours. We were there
almost
probably
4 hours. Yeah.
It was like 3.5 hours. We were there, and we ran the jukebox the entire time.
Well, in fairness, one of those was a 25-minute song on accident.
Gosh, yeah, you're...
Well, you were taking, like, random requests, and I didn't just want to, like, name off a bunch of fucking, like, new metal. So I was like, oh, like, OAR, that was a crazy game of poker. The song's, like, 7 minutes long. The only thing they had was that fucking live version that was... It had to be, like, 23 minutes.
It was so, so long. But we also got to replicate the Blues Traveler story, which was fantastic. Like, in the nick of time, got that one. So we got to redo that. And there, we all had a great, like, I think the one thing that brought us all together was some Backstreet Boys, which was great. Like, that brought everybody together, which was a heartwarming moment for everyone. And so that was fun. Yeah, we basically got the, like, hey guys, like, it's basically time to go. By the time it was time to go,
and yeah, they were playing the wrap it up music.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you guys want me to put closing time on the Touch Tunes? And everyone was like, it's going to come up whether you play it or not. So because, you know, they're going to start, they're going to get the big push broom out and push us out. So that was a great time. And then we couldn't decide, like, we started out, we were like, we're gonna watch Jason X when we get back to the apartment and, like, fall asleep, because, you know, we love Jason X and whatever. And then we were like, but we love it so much that it's gonna hurt to not finish it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Like, we love it so much, so, like, let's put on something that, like, we're okay with, but we don't mind not finishing it. And that became Jason Goes to Hell,
which we do not like.
No, but the thing about it was, is we got like 85% through that movie somehow. Because,
dude, well, I think the fact that we were both dozing off helped.
Yeah, because yeah,
I'm pretty sure there was a 20-minute block of that movie we were both asleep for.
I would not doubt it. Because yeah, we got to the finger breaking scene in the jail cell, and it was like we were both like, yeah, it's about that time. So, but made it pretty far into that movie, shockingly. So that was a great time on Friday. Saturday, we were like, we're just going to try and get friggin' badges. Badge ribbons is what we want. And I think we walked in with 16 on Saturday and we ended with 26. So
yeah,
we did a pretty good job of that. And it's hard to go wrong with a day that we have where we get up to 26 badge ribbons and then we go and have hibachi.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's hard to beat that, man.
It's a tough day to beat.
I know. It was a hard day to beat us that day. Walking around with our media passes with 26 badge ribbons on it.
You had to pick it up going up on the up escalator.
I was afraid because like there's a photo. I guess I should put it on my Instagram, but it was my Snapchat. It was my story for that day, and I had sent it out to a bunch of people. But that was, it went down to my ankles. And so when we went up and down floors on the escalator, like I was afraid that it was going to get caught in the escalator and like it was going to be some Final Destination shit where it was going to like drag me down and decapitate me. Mm-hmm. So, I had to lift it up when we were going up and down. So, cause it like that fear was a genuinely scary fear for me. So just, I couldn't do it. So that was a thing. And then was hashtag team onesie. Because at ScaryCon, I felt bad because you felt left out.
Mm-hmm.
Because third leg of the show, Justin and I telepathically decided that we were going to both wear onesies one night after ScaryCon. And so like I remember feeling real bad that you were like, you were bummed because you were like, man, nobody told me that we were doing onesies. And so I told, like, we talked about it beforehand, and we were like, whatever we're doing Saturday, we're doing as team onesie.
Absolutely.
So we're each going to get our onesies, and it's going to be a good time. And so then it was, we had a video game night, and then watching the cinematic classic that...
All 38 and a half minutes of it.
Oh my God, like that movie is I'm honestly surprised that like it actually got finished. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
The production or the viewing?
Yeah, both. Every time that we're it's like, hey, let's watch that movie. I'm always like, can we not? And then we do, and it's always fun, but I'm always just like, yeah. Oh, let's not do this. But the 2003 cinematic classic Made in College, Michael Myers versus the Ghostbusters, which every October on the Facebook page, we do a contest and it has never actually happened where we'll post, like I'll post the title card and it'll be for every 10 likes that it gets, I post a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets to a certain number, I post the whole thing. And I think it's always like 200 or 100, whatever it is. And it always gets like decently close, but never like really, it never makes a real like threatening run at it. So I'm always like pretty confident the next year where I'm like, fuck it, let's do it again. And then it gets a little bit closer and I'm like, that was a bad idea. And so I'm like, I don't know. Do we do it this year? I don't know. We'll see.
Well, there was that one time you had to grow facial hair because of me.
That's true. It didn't look good. And yet I still have whatever the shit I have. It looks like I'm going through treatment, but I keep it anyway. Because I just don't like to let things go. So that was super fun. Yeah, Team Onesie for the win. I want to take this time to formally apologize to everybody who I sent drunken onesie snaps to. Because there were many that went out. And so sorry in advance. Or not in advance, sorry after the fact, because I couldn't warn you in advance. But that's the side effect of having me on Snapchat. So there you go. Is you have to deal with seeing me in a Care Bear onesie. So so that was super fun. And yeah, I got to watch, we got to have the, I feel like that should be like, if we're going to watch that at some point, that movie should be a Scarefest movie. But
oh yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. It was it sure was something. But otherwise, so that was Saturday, which was super fun, and yeah, we ended up final count was 26.
26 badges.
And then Sunday was no con day for me because we had breakfast and then I just hit the road. And
I was only at the convention for about an hour and a half. And about an hour of that was spent waiting in a line where I didn't do anything. But I'm not going to disparage any names or talk anything about the con. So
no, it was a lot of fun. We always have fun at LexCon. They treat us right. And we love going and having an amazing time there. So
they're too good to us.
Yeah,
too good to us.
They treat us too right, which we appreciate so much. And nothing but positive to say about LexCon and the experience of LexCon. There was no like that one time we had Yellow Hoodie Guy. There was nothing like that. We didn't.
God, that was so fucking weird.
We didn't have any. We didn't have any odd interactions with like con goers, except for Josh. But that's just Josh.
Yeah, that's fine.
He is himself.
For better or worse.
No, it's for better. He's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't have any like weird run-ins or anything like that. And we got to give a lot of people our ribbons.
Yeah.
Bad ribbons. Sorry, my microphone.
The self ribbons.
Yes. So we've already talked about what we want to do for next year. And so because we've got fun ideas, because we were like, oh, I'm surprised that nobody has this as a badge ribbon. And then we were like, let's have that be ours next year. So that's going to happen. And then like, but it was also good to see like what other people were doing. And then like whether they had like QR codes or Spotify links or whatever, like how they worked in some of that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can take that next year and work out how we're going to do ours for next year. So if you got one this year, it's a collector's item because we're going to be changing them up and doing different stuff next year.
Hell yeah, we are. I don't know where to put this badge, though, because like I have a 3-shelf bookcase that I normally attach all my badges to. And this shit will, like, trail on the ground for, like, a foot and a half if I do that.
Yeah, I normally put mine around the neck of the CM Punk cardboard cutout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it goes to the floor. Like, what do I do with this? So I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. I don't know. But, yeah, it's an eyesore. It's an eyesore. And But yeah, we had an amazing time. I think the next one, when is Owensboro? Owensboro was before ScaryCon, right?
Let's see when Owensboro is.
I don't even know, because I think that would be next on our agenda. I've got one maybe in Chicago that I haven't decided if I'm doing or not. So I don't know. We'll see.
What? October 5th and 6th. Ooh, that's not Scarefest weekend, is it?
Oh, no.
No, it's 2 weeks before Scarefest.
Okay, good. And then, by the way, our dear friends at Music City Multicon announced another guest.
Oh, who'd they announce?
Yeah, you were going to be shocked, I tell you, to learn that they have announced their second guest. First was Katie Sackhoff, and second, Jake the Snake Roberts.
He's just con to con with old Jake the Snake,
I know, apparently. We're basically like just following him around, with the exception of like WrestleCon. We're basically doing his entire convention schedule this year.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, at least he was nice.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
I do feel kind of bad because I'm like, I don't know if he's going to be at another convention that's as big as LexCon.
Yeah.
Because like he was like us. He went back to back weekends and he went from Vet City Con to LexCon. And I mean that not as a dig at Vet City Con. It's just, it's a much smaller venue. It's a smaller, smaller crowd. It's just, it's a different kind of convention to the madness that was the show floor of LexCon.
Oh yeah. Like the show floor of LCTC is kind of like, for me, with the exception of going to Dragon Con, we'll say a little bit ago, it's kind of like unmatched on how crowded that show floor is.
Yeah, like the only thing that I've ever seen that's come close is C2E2, which, and that's not fair because that's 1.2 million square feet, so not the same level, because there's like, you know, the mega cons. Not just the con that's called MegaCon, but like the mega sized cons. And then, and that's like New York Comic Con, San Diego. You know, you have a couple that are like that big. And I think C2E2 fits in that. And then you have like your A list underneath that, which I would put LexCon on. Because it's just so massive.
That's what she said.
Ah, lols. Hold on, I have it in here somewhere. There it is. So yeah, it's he went from a much smaller show, not talking anything about the quality of it, just the size, it was just physically a much smaller show, to LexCon. And then Music City Multicon is kind of more along the lines of Vet CityCon versus LexCon. So I'm like, you played a big room and then going back to the what we like to call the more intimate cons. So I got an email. I'm going to email that guy probably this week and just be like, hey, let's work together on some stuff for this year.
Let's do it.
Right now, when you've got time, as you're just starting to announce stuff, like, you know.
I also want to know what we can do to be one of their, like, featured sponsors, because I think we might have to start a feud with a local podcast.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Working on that.
Okay.
And I actually have, I don't know if I told you about that or not.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here in just a couple minutes. So we got a brief pause right now on convention season. So that's a good chance for us to recharge the batteries a little bit because they're good, but they're exhausting. So a good convention will take it out of you. So
absolutely. We are, as they say, sleepy boys.
That is very true. Mostly because it was like 3 o'clock, 2:30 every day, and we're like, we are definitely going to go grab a couch nap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is what we need today. And we would just go. Like, I remember the days where we would go, like, before the show opened and stay until it was just about closing. And we would be like, we still got a bunch of energy. And now I'm like, dude, it's 2 o'clock. Let's grab that nap.
Dude, like, thinking about it, like, think about those years where Friday LCTC wouldn't open till 6. We'd still get there at like, I don't know, 11:30 or 12, stay until it closed at 10, go out to eat after that, come back to my place, do something that would like be up until like 2. The con opened at 10, we would get there for VIP time at 9, and like go until the con closed, do something Saturday night, and then still go for like most of the day on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it.
Yeah, and also no thank you.
Yeah, like I don't know if I want that life anymore. So yeah, we don't do that anymore. Mm-mm. For a reason, so that we have plenty of energy to get drunk and play Mario Kart.
And wreck people in Street Fighter.
Oh, God, that was great. That was fantastic. Great. You had a great run going.
I did. I beat 4 people because it got to the point where I was just being obnoxious about it, where I was just like, next.
Bring it on. And also, shout out to Burton James Whiskey.
Oh yeah.
The story is the guy who they have a distillery in Adairville, Kentucky, and the guy who basically is like in charge of it, his great grandfather played professional baseball from 1908 to 1919, and then when he left playing baseball, he actually moved to Adairville, and that was like where he lived until he passed away. And so that's why the guy opened the distillery there. And yeah, very good, very strong, but very good.
Oh, very, very smooth and very strong.
Like easy to drink. So I'm about to text you a fact about that bottle also.
Okay. I'll be looking at that text here in just a moment. So
there you go. It's an incredible, like that was basically what fueled our video games and debauchery that night. So they are a friend to us, so support them as well.
Absolutely.
So that was great. And you will know this, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. If you go to John's Instagram and you see the pictures that he posted,
uh-huh,
you will be able to tell one fact about me that I have not mentioned and I will not mention on the show. But if you look at it, it's very obvious where if you know, you know. So there's that, which I thought was funny.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So if you look at it, and I think it's the one, not the one where we're high fiving, but the other one where like we're playing and you can see the screen. Like you can see the screen in between us because we were playing Turtles in Time.
Yep.
And I forgot that I'm still actually like pretty decent at that game. But yeah, there's a, if you know what to look for,
you can find it.
Yeah, you sure can. So there you go. I think it's real funny. So I'm like, that's great. That makes me laugh. So, yeah, that was the entire Lexicon weekend. It's like you were there. If you weren't there with us, it's like you were.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, next week we'll have like regular back to what we normally talk about and all that, whatever that shit is. We'll be back to regularly scheduled programming, but we had to give a full Lexicon recap and, talk about the fun and debauchery that was had.
Yes, sir.
And so now is about that time that we like to hear. You know that's right. So, yeah, tomorrow I get to wear, because it's going to be actually a decent day tomorrow, I'm going to get to wear my the T-shirt that I bought.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome.
Which, by the way, the T-shirts, the hoodies, and there was something else of that one that you wanted are on the website.
Yeah, I need to look that up.
Because I was actually on their site yesterday, because I was going to download a picture of the shirt so I could send it to people that I was like, hey, look at this shirt that I got. And that the shirt that I bought is not online.
Oh, that's cool.
Like they don't have any of them on the website. So but the one that you wanted is on there and it is in stock. So just so you know, if you hadn't seen it yet. But with that, we are now,
I guess I'll bid everyone adieu.
Well, we are now sitting at 18,000.
Yes.
At the time of this recording, Dick Cheney is alive, and we are sitting at 18,589 subscribers. So help us get to 20,000. Help us break 19,000 by the end of the week. And,
please.
And then we'll try and get 20,000 next weekend or by next week's show, which would be awesome. We'll see if we can get it. But so go youtube.com/@TN2M shows. Give it a subscribe. Like some videos. We would appreciate it. It helps us very much.
And if you haven't, please go back and listen to all of our episodes from Vet City, because holy shit, we have a lot going on. There are a total of 4 episodes from Vet City because we sat down with so many great people while we were there. Gosh, Brandon, one of the owners of Scarefest, sat down with us. Hannah Fearman, Mick Strawn, our close personal friend, Mick Strawn. Oh. We can't say enough great things about Mick. He sat at our table for so long before we started recording, his dog fell asleep.
Yeah. If you only have time to listen to one of them, because each one of them is like between half an hour and 45 minutes. If you only have time to listen to one, I cannot recommend the Mick Strawn interview enough.
Yeah. Mick's a good guy, a funny guy. And for some reason, he likes us.
I don't know why. But yeah, listen to them all. But if you only can, like, if you have an order to go, like, what, listen to that one first.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone that sat down with us there. Thank you for thank Velm for like sitting down and talking with us. Thank everyone who's listening. Thank you for doing this bullshit with me for so long.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And yeah, as always, we're gonna be back next week. We'll have something fun for you then. Until then, stay safe, stay happy, keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for being our friends. Wow, I butchered that outro. With benefits.